Hello, everybody. I'm Grace.
And I'm Edgar.
And today we're going to learn a particle that Thai people use quite often. And that particle is ngai.
Yeah, so actually as a beginner, you probably won't encounter it that often. But me and Grace think that learning particles is important to learn early on because it's something that Thai people are always using.
On episode 4, we covered another particle, which is n, which means right. Like for example, wow, so beautiful, right? Suay na? So good, right? Di na? Is like trying to get an agreement from the other person.
Yeah. So before we continue, don't forget, if you want to follow along with all the example sentences, you can do so by joining our Patreon at patreon.com/polyglotgrace. So yeah, let's go back to the particle that we're going to learn today, ngai. So this particle is used to show that the thing you just said is self-evident. It's like saying, like, obviously, see, common sense, like, I told you already. Like, aren't you supposed to know that already? These are like the feelings attached to this particle, ngai.
So you kind of have to be a little bit careful with this particle because it can give a feeling that you're a bit rude, that you feel like that person you're talking to is not smart. It can give this feeling, so gotta be careful. And there's no direct English equivalent. So the best way to learn this is to see a lot of examples and absorb the uses of this particle little by little.
So yeah, let's do that right now.
Let's start off with some examples. How do you say, which day?
One night.
Very good. Let's say, you're telling me a story and like, which day? Which day is it? One night. One night na? Which day is it again? And you can be like, hey, that day, don't you remember? That day that there was a blackout. One nan ngai. Jam dai mai? One ti fai dap ngai. One nan ngai. One nan is that day, but you're adding the ngai. Ngai here is like an exclamation mark.
Yeah.
That day. Jam dai mai? Do you remember? One ti fai dap. The day that there was a blackout. So fai dap means the light is turned off. Ngai here is, again, a little exclamation mark. Don't you remember? Do you remember that day? You're supposed to remember. How come you don't remember that feeling? This sentence is good. It's fine. It's not rude at all. It's like, don't you remember? Please, please.
Yeah. So actually, you can remove the ngai, right? And it would mean the same thing, but it would maybe have a different feeling.
So if you want to speak Thai, like a Thai person, this one is recommended. Because you can never get to that feeling of, hey, and putting exclamation to your sentence without using the word ngai.
Yeah, and I feel that's what separates like all the native Thai speakers with most learners. Because most learners don't get to the point of mastering all these particles that Thai people use. All right, so let's do another example. What if I ask you, where is the key?
Gunjae yunai.
Gunjae is key.
Yunai is where is something.
And suppose you want to say, it's here, look carefully, here.
I would say, yuni, ni ngai, mong di di, ni ngai. So, yuni is it's here. Ni ngai is this. Mong di di, look carefully. Ni is here. But to add that feeling of exclamation mark, yo, right here. Don't you see? You need to put ngai. That's why putting ngai here is very natural for Thai people to express a feeling of, come on, look carefully.
Yeah.
If I were to say, yuni, mong di di, then it already loses that sense of, don't you see?
Yeah. Let's move on to another example. Let's say I tell Grace, I want to speak Spanish well. What should I do? So I would say, 약국 ภาษาสเปนเก่งทำยังไงดีอยากพูด want to speak ภาษาสเปน Spanish language เก่ง well ทำยังไงดี what should I do
and I can say Edgar your mom is Colombian talk to her every day so I can say แม่เป็นคนโคลอมเบียไงพูดกับแม่ทุกวันสิแม่เป็นคนโคลอมเบีย so your mom the mom is Colombian and here I put the particle ไง to make it hey obviously your mom is Colombian obviously you can talk to her why don't you go talk to her so พูดกับแม่ทุกวันสิ talk with your mom every day
So actually in this sentence, there's another particle, si. What feeling does that one give?
Si, give a little command. Like, do this. Tam si.
To like, talk to her.
Go talk to her.
So as Grace mentioned, sometimes using ngai can sound offensive if you don't use it carefully. Because it could sound like, of course, it's common sense. Like, it might make someone feel like a little stupid.So let's give some examples of that situation. So if I ask Grace, oh, why do you sweat so much? I can say, tamai ngua ok yeo jang. So tamai is why, ngua is sweat. So ngua ok is to sweat.
It's kind of like sweat out.
Yeah.
The sweat comes out.
Yeah. Ok. And yeo jang is just a lot.
And I can say, because it's hot. To make it nice, I can say, Oh, ร้อนค่ะ วันนี้อากาศร้อน Oh, it's hot. Today the weather is hot. This is nice. But if I want to put some attitude in there, เพราะว่าวันนี้ร้อนไง Obviously, don't you see the sun outside? It's a bit hot.
Yeah.
เพราะว่า is because. ร้อน is hot.And ngai is an attitude particle.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. So let's do another sentence. Grace, why did you forget to do your homework? Tamai lum tam gan ban. Tamai why? Lum to forget. Tam gan ban. Gan ban is homework. So tam gan ban. So tam gan ban to do the homework.
And I can say, because I'm busy.Because I don't have time. เพราะว่ายุ่งไม่มีเวลายุ่ง is to be busy. ไม่มีเวลา is don't have time. So if a teacher asks me, I can say, Oh, ยุ่งค่ะยุ่งมากเลย Oh, I'm very busy. ไม่มีเวลาเลยค่ะ I don't have any time. But my mom, if she says that,You can show some attitude, right? Because it's the mom.
So rude.
Because usually moms are very forgiving and it's fine. So if I want to show my attitude, don't you know that because I'm really busy, you know? ก็เพราะว่ายุ่งไงไม่มีเวลาไง I can show some attitude like that. As you guys might already have known, that putting ka or crap at the end of the sentence makes everythingpolite. But this one will still show attitude. Like, for example, ก็เพราะว่ายุ่งไงคะ Because I'm busy with ค่ะ ไม่มีเวลาไงคะ I don't have time. It still shows your attitude, but you're putting a polite particle just to be a little bit more polite, but actually still show your attitude.
Yeah. So as we're in other countries, you might like scrunch your eyebrows or like,raise your hands up to say, isn't it obvious? Like, of course, something in Thai, you'll just add the particle ngai.
All right, guys. I hope that you guys have learned a lot from this podcast. And I'll see you guys in the next episode. All right?
Bye.